Blog Talk Radio.
Mr. Pop.
The views and opinions of this show do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of this network and its affiliates.
At Midwest IT Support Help Desk, we believe that technology should support and enhance your organization's success, not constrain it. With our wide range of best-in-class services, we provide customized solutions that fit your unique IT needs. We are committed to excelling at our job so you can focus on doing yours. Midwest IT Support Help Desk is always available, providing your organization with professional remote help desk support services you need. Midwest IT Support Help Desk will solve your technology issues day or night. Our IT staff ensures that your network and computers are up to date and ready for operation on a daily basis. Don't wait until problems occur. Let our organization solve them with our monitoring software, giving you the peace of mind you need. Let us do the worrying for you. Enabling your workforce with top-notch technologies isn't just important, but imperative for business success. This customizable solution allows your team to work seamlessly and collaboratively in any protected space. No matter what IT services you need, Midwest IT Support Help Desk will be there to support you every step of the way. Midwest IT Support Help Desk. We are committed to excelling at our job so you can focus on doing yours. Please visit www.midwestitsupport.com for more information. Or shoot us an email at helpdesk@midwestitsupport.com. Give us a call, 765-239-9668.
Well, welcome to Political Bullshit, Pete.
Forget politically correct. You are now listening to Political Bullshit. People discussing varying opinions about the same political bullshit.
Now, just to fill everybody in, Nick's going to be in just a moment. He's got something he's taking care of. Ryan, we have Ryan,
yeah,
right?
Yep.
What's up, buddy?
How you doing, Pete?
I'm doing good. So, Ryan,
Wonderful. Yeah.
I'd like to talk about a topic, progressive, and also how can you be as progressive and somebody for civil rights at the same time? With an agenda that's so against religion. I was seeing a post, and this is something I don't understand with a lot of progressives who have not liberals. Liberals are not this way. I'm more liberal. I'm a Democrat, but I'm independent too. If I had to, I'd vote Republican if I thought that it was a better choice. But I am a Democrat. Usually, typically. But I'm more of a liberal in the way of my thinking. But progressives, they kind of scare me, come off as bigoted, in my opinion, with their reasoning for being so anti-religion. And I understand fundamental principles like secularism and things, because I am a staunch secularist, because I understand in order to have the freedom of religion, you must keep one, you can't have religion in government, because then that religion persecutes non-religious people and people who aren't that particular religion. So you can't have freedom of religion without a secularist government. But how do you feel about anti-theism and these people that want to blame religion for all the wars we've ever had and really just demonize it every way they can, which sets up religious people to be politically persecuted? And you see this a lot from the progressives who claim to be left-wing. And how do you feel about that? Because I was watching something today on Facebook, and I see it more and more about basically, you know, just all problems are because of religion, which I don't think
that's
the case at all.
A lot of atheists and agnostics, like I'm agnostic personally, but one of the problems that agnostics have is that they like to shove their thoughts into other people's throats, and they also like to kind of aggressively make fun of religious people. And it's a problem because if you ever want, if you're anti-religion and you want more people to not subscribe to their religion, or you want more people to think your way, then antagonizing them is not going to work, or is very has very harmful effects. Because the if a person doesn't like the way you tell them about the same amount of information, they might take it against you instead of supporting you. I mean, like, if I'm a dick about, you know, abortion rights, then I might just be like, you know what, screw it, I'm going to allow abortion too. You know what? These guys are assholes. So I think the reason why anti-religious people are aggressively doing that, and it's wrong, but why they're doing that is because for thousands of years, we've been under the control of religious or pseudo-religious beliefs. And so this is kind of like a reawakening period where they're like, well, fuck this. We're not going to be controlled by anyone's religion. We shouldn't. I mean, I think the biggest issue, not the biggest issue, one issue that points this out the most is abortion. So for someone that's pro-choice, usually progressives are pro-choice, they are sick and tired of religious people saying, hey, abortion is murder because a soul goes into the baby or whatever, the fetus at X and so weeks, so we can't, you know, have any abortion. So the problem is that, like, that has nothing to do with science, but it has to do with a personal belief. And our law in most states that doesn't allow abortion is because of religious beliefs rather than medical science. And that's really annoying to people that it can affect such a fundamental right or a core freedom that you have of having control of your body because of someone's dogma rather than a doctor saying it. How do you feel about that, Pete? You're quiet, man. What happened? At the same time, though, like, everyone must be respectful. That is just something that no matter what you believe, if you're not respectful, if you're not the kind of person that is willing to hear things that you don't like and still deal with the material and still be objective all the time, then you don't deserve to be called whatever label you are, whether it's religious or non-religious. Being
hey,
fair,
yo.
Being nice is really important. Yeah, go ahead.
What's up, man? What's going on? This is Nick. I'm back now. We're having a little bit of technical difficulties on my end, but I'm here. I'm here now. Things
Nick,
are going
a
little wonky. I can hear you, yes.
All right, cool. So
I was listening to the conversation. I was listening.
So, Ryan, so how do you feel about people who, all right, on the terms of abortion, right, do you think that there is never a time period where abortion is wrong, that from conception all the way till the time the child leaves the vagina, that it's okay for abortion? Or is there a science that kind of shows that there is a time where, you know, a kid is developed enough to where it would be wrong?
Like, you let doctors sort that out. You don't let religious beliefs sort that out. So if they can say that, like, definitively there's a certain time where okay, now, first of all, with rape exceptions, these are like the non-negotiable. If you're a victim of rape and you want abortion, go for it. If you, are going to die because if you give birth, that'll kill you, then you have every right to abort that baby. So, but even religious people will go against those because of just simple dogma. So,
yeah, well,
as far
that's,
as the
that's ridiculous.
Part, let the doctors take care of that. But the soul part and all the rape exceptions, those are just natural. Like, why can't you be for that?
Yeah, well, I agree with that. But let's say you put abortion aside. What about people who simply just believe that religion causes all wars and religious people do no good for society and they just paint them in a real bad way? How do you feel about that? Is there anything liberal or democratic about that way of thinking? And it doesn't have to be just and I understand there's secular laws. There comes a point where secularism and logical laws have to trump what somebody's religious beliefs are. All right. For example, if there is a law, right, against letting a kid hold a poisonous snake because it's child abuse, but your religion tells you to let your kid hold a poisonous snake, and kids die every year in your religion because they're playing with poisonous snakes,
right?
That would be a good example where secularism and law says no. Logic says, sorry, you might believe this is your religion, but we can't allow this in this state. Causes children to be killed, and it's neglectful. So that makes
sense to me. Do you think you can separate ISIS from Islam?
Can you?
Would you say that they're doing... Do you think that they're killing in the name of that religion incites them to do what they do?
I think they're killing in the name of supreme power. And I think that these, because remember, ISIS is formed from a lot of old coalitions of the previous wars in the Middle East and the latest war in Iraq, plus the destabilization of Syria. So you got to remember that if none of that happened, there would be no ISIS. There just would not be an ISIS.
No, of course. I totally agree with you. You're speaking like these are just the facts about... Well, go ahead.
Yesterday there was a big win, too, by the way, in the terms of the fight with ISIS. They American forces took hold of Raqqa. So that was like the active ISIS stronghold. That was like their capital.
Yeah, they're pretty much...
And we finally got to take that over.
Yeah, well, that's good, because ISIS are a bunch of assholes. ISIS wouldn't exist. All right, let's put it this way. ISIS would never be able to use Islam as a reason to do what they do. But in any destabilized region, some military coup is going to start taking over, especially when you have a civil war. It doesn't matter if it's ISIS or not. If you did that here, you would have that here. If you destabilize, if you had complete anarchy in this country, you would see some kind of groups form, and they'd all have some kind of ideal, and the group that was the strongest would win. And that group could be as brutal or not as brutal as ISIS. But if there's no law or nothing protecting the people from that, because there's no government to basically be that middle ground between total anarchy and control, you would see that here. It could be the simplest idealist thing that
the
group of people
that
have the same thought.
Basically, religion doesn't cause problems. People cause problems. And I totally agree with you. And that's why what you're talking about when liberal or progressives say, oh, religions have caused all war, I call that left-wing propaganda. It's just as dangerous as right-wing propaganda would say, because of Islam, all these ISIS people did this shit. You know, that's what their inspiration was. That's what they cite before they, you know, that's where the training camps tell them. That's what they, you know, they say Allahu Akbar before they suicide bomb. So because it, you know, that's why they right wingers would usually say religion is the problem. You hear it all the time. There's a lot of discrimination against Muslims. Do I think it's right? No. But do I think that there's a lot of negative inspiration
historically speaking, though, religion is the responsibility for a lot of destruction, and I think that's the reason why people feel that way.
No, what about the past 100 years, though? Like, I mean, was it religion that dropped the atom bombs on Japan? Was it religion that caused the genocide in Cambodia? Was it religion that caused 20 million deaths in Russia? I mean, if you look at the past 100 years, religion has not been the problem. It really hasn't. It hasn't been the motivation of any of these wars. I mean, the most catastrophic thing, because religion is getting thrown under the bus in order to save face for governments and the things that governments have done.
Religions do affect people's rights because they create law. Because when something is public opinion, so like U.S. is, I mean, back in the day was about 70-80% Christian. So obviously Christianity has an effect on what the law is. So why do you have like these, you know, liquor laws and like abortion and gay marriage laws? There would be no anti-gay marriage law if there was no condemnation of homosexuality in Abrahamic religions. So because of that, a lot of people cannot get married because of someone's antiquated beliefs. And that's where religion does play a role in regressing people's rights.
So,
that's
if we got if we got rid of religion, you think that everyone would be okay with gay marriage? You don't think that non-religious people have a problem with gay marriage?
Not the next day, but no. If there's no religion, give it like 3-4 generations, and no one will have learned that it was wrong in the first place, and that will create a higher percentage of people. There's always going to be people that are on two sides of the fence, you know, like that's no matter what. But it's like the ratio. So if like 95% of America never learned that homosexuality is wrong, then chances are it wouldn't be that hard to pass a gay marriage bill. It would be like, okay, well, two people, adults consenting, it's all there, fine, go for it, you know?
There'd
be
there's always going to be somebody who has a problem with a dude fucking another dude in the butt. Like people could be like, that's nasty, now let me try and fortify my beliefs of that being nasty, and they'll come up with another thing. Like, they might just create religion.
They'll use science. They'll try to scientifically say why they don't like it if they didn't have religion. But I know what you're saying, too, because – I know what you're saying, too, because indoctrinating people can make them think a certain way. But I've seen a lot of homophobia when I grew up in my school, and it wasn't because of religion. It was because people just thought that being gay was not manly.
It was weird.
It was more of a masculine. It really had not. It wasn't. Nobody was, you know, saying bad things or saying gay jokes because they were like, Jesus says that this is bad. I've never heard that. Heard that from some old people. But
I only heard that from the people in Westboro Baptist Church. That's the only place I heard that at.
No, I mean, it's just like, I know what you're saying, because when it comes to systemic law, yeah,
example.
It's true.
It's not like we went to a religious school or anything. I don't know any of our friends that were, like, actively religious beyond, like, seventh grade. I can't, like, it never happened. So,
well, that's my point, and it was still here.
But imagine when you go to Southern States, for example, where, you know, most people do go to church, and gay issues are talked about negatively and openly. You know, like, it's just our school wasn't that, you know. We basically lived in a progressive state, in a relatively progressive region, in a relatively progressive country.
I have a question. Why is it that people refer to liberals as progressives?
No. Well, not all
liberals
are progressives.
To me, some liberals have ideas. And that's my point, is that everyone labels liberals as progressives when what you're saying is, by labeling someone who's a liberal or progressive, you're saying that if you're a conservative, you're not progressive. You're not a progressive thinker. That's fucking stupid. I hate that kind of shit, because you're labeling things that don't really make sense. Because in actuality, yeah, Democrats and the left is responsible for not being progressive just as much.
I don't know about that. Franklin Roosevelt the reason why that we're not slaves in the factories. I mean, JFK and Lyndon B. Johnson is the reason why that the poor get to eat. If this is before that, and you're poor,
Democrats are just as responsible for systemic oppression as any other group. You can seem progressive and not be progressive. It doesn't mean that you have to – listen, I'm all for progressive thinking and thinking to the next level, but I don't want to, in my mind, put the two together. To me, liberal and progressive, it's a stupid term.
Well, you associated liberal with Democrats. You can be a conservative and a Democrat. When it comes to political parties, they don't matter. As of right now, I tend to be more Democratic because I do more so believe that there isn't enough funding for our schools, that there isn't enough funding for the poor, and there's not enough rights for people who work. And the Democrat Party is the only party saying this. Republicans are the ones saying, they're saying, oh, it's if you work hard enough and you lace up your – and using some old Western fucking terms.
Well,
conservatives
are for a lot.
Shit.
Spaghetti
it
Western.
That's right.
Where did
I
that term come from?
Because it just is. It's like you lace up your bootstraps and you pick up your hat and you go out there and you make a living.
It's not true, though, because a lot of conservatives and Republicans are also for a privatized school system. that can do just the same.
But if you can't afford that, what happens? That works for people with money. It doesn't work
not
for people
all the time,
without
not
money.
Not if you put it in a shitty neighborhood.
They're not going to be able to go because they ain't got money to afford going to a private school.
Well,
charter schools are great, but
the public education, they're getting is just as bad.
Because they don't get enough funding.
If you're in a poor neighborhood and you have to all of a sudden pay cash to go to school, then a lot of kids wouldn't go to school. They would be homeschooled or something. Because people can't afford it already, and the only reason that their kids go to school is because it's free. And
But my point is from the get-go is how can you be a representative of different groups and different ethnic groups and accept that this is a country where you can express your own culture and your own way of life and then also say religion is evil, we need to get rid of it. That doesn't make sense to me. That's basic. I mean, countries have persecuted religious groups for the past 100 years.
I'm not going to justify hating on religion because it's not good. But the like I was saying before, the reason why people do it is because people are frustrated on people's moral standard being based on religion because oftentimes it conflicts with progressive rights. So progressive means like, okay, originally people were allowed to get married. Now we've progressed that law to where gay people can get married. Now, what's the difference between a conservative and a liberal is that what's your knee-jerk, like, gut reaction when you hear gay people should get married? If your knee-jerk reaction is, yeah, sure, why not, then you're a liberal because you're okay with expanding a right beyond its original position. Whereas if you're conservative, chances are your knee-jerk reaction would be like, but wait, why? Okay, not necessarily no. That's usually what it goes down to. But it's like, wait, why? Which is like initial reluctance to change a right. And that
it doesn't mean just because you think about something doesn't mean it's reluctance,
though,
Ryan. Ryan, just because you think about something, just because your knee-jerk reaction is to think something over instead of just saying, okay, why not, doesn't mean that you're not going to think that way. If I hear that and I think to myself, sure, I could be for gay rights and still be a conservative. It doesn't matter. In that instance, it doesn't really matter. Like, because I think about it,
like,
I'm being...
Are you looking at
you really... You just
the tax thing, or are you looking at conservatives as like a bigger set of norms? Like we judge Republicans by not just one issue, not just like bigger government or smaller government, but a whole bucket of issues like abortion and you know foreign policy.
Well, you could be
immigration.
Just like the left or the right, there's different degrees of how you believe in things, and it doesn't mean that you're so far right or so far left, because there are, like P was just talking about, he's talking about how it's, you know, a little hypocritical that you could preach free rights and thinking about giving everyone their rights and how they believe and you should be able to think what you want, but then be like, we hate religion now. Like, Pete's kind of like in that, he's thinking in that middle lane. So there's different degrees. You can't just break a question down into that. But I do think that your idea of, okay, your knee-jerk reaction is just do that, and then a conservative knee-jerk reaction would be like, but why? And but it could be, but why? And then still do that. I think that's a fair assumption.
Yeah, sure.
I think that it was good. I think it was a very good. I think it was, what the fuck? What's the word? I thought that was good. I thought that was a very good point, and I think that's true. And I'm not disagreeing with you. But just because I think about something before I, in that situation, the gay marriage right. Situation that you just specifically mentioned doesn't mean that I can't be just as progressive.
All right, let me give you an example, right? In Latin America, they are much more open with being gay in society than we were here for a long time. I don't think they get married there yet, but in Latin America, people weren't as afraid to say that they're gay. It's not. I mean, 20 years ago, Latin America was ahead of us, and yet they are more religious than we are. They are more Catholic. They go to church more than we do. They do so much more than we do when it comes to religion into our society. I mean, when they have parades, huge parades in Easter in Mexico, huge parades in Puerto Rico and different places where Catholicism is really ingrained in the culture. And gay rights has been more accepted in Latin America than they were here. So I mean,
yeah,
it's,
but then you also got guys like you got guys like Che Guevara though, who was running all up and down South America, murdering people who were gay, black, or whatever.
But
so,
he was also
was
anti-religion, and he was a communist. He was anti-religion communist.
But your broad view of them being more accepting than us, I mean, there's always exceptions, and that's a huge exception. A murderer, killed 500 plus people.
You're talking about a guy who started a revolution in one country. All right, I mean, you can't hold Latin America standard. If you went to Brazil, people were more open in Brazil than they were. Now we're kind of ahead of everybody because we're either the first or the second country in the world to legalize gay marriage. So now we're ahead of everybody. But before the gay rights movement, Latin America was well ahead of us. And they are more religious than we are.
Yeah, but then you have the opposite.
So it doesn't make sense to say it's religion.
Or Saudi Arabia, where homosexual acts are punishable by, you know, caning, prison time, you know, and death in some cases. So both extremes.
Well,
what's
up? It's that way in Brazil.
That's why it's like as progressive people don't want religious people's dogma to become law. You know, and when people hold on to their dogma very, very tightly, it makes it really hard to actually, like, that progressive decision that you could make as a conservative, Nick, that usually doesn't happen most of the cases. It's theoretically sound, but, like, most people that think conservatively end up forming a conservative opinion, and it takes a lot of time to get them to actually accept the progressive change. Like, especially gay rights. Like, nowadays, yes, more conservatives are open to it than before, but it took a lot of time, and it was definitely majority against for most of American history. I mean,
wasn't the whole world against it, though, pretty much, though? I mean, we were one of the first countries to legalize gay marriage. You know, we are kind of ahead of all this stuff.
It's not
barely
legal.
There's going to be,
like,
friction. There's going
to
be friction while we're progressing.
States had to fight really hard to get, like, Massachusetts, all those states that got it legalized way before the federal government allowed civil unions. Dude, like, it was not an easy effort, man. It had to go – it only passed in liberal states. And there's liberal states that still haven't passed it. So
I think
– believe me.
Ryan, you brought up a good point about, you know, being conservative, and I think that's my main beef with, like, the modern 2017 version of conservatism is, you know, conservatives believe in the Constitution, right? And in the Constitution, there is that pursuit of, well, not in the Constitution, but you know what I'm trying to say.
Declaration of Independence.
You're allowed to have your pursuit of happiness. You know, there's a separation of church from, you know, personally to your government. But I think that a lot of conservatives now lose track of that. And I think that's why I'm more of a libertarian is only because I hold true more to the Constitution than I feel like modern conservatives really do. And I think religion really does get in the way and cloud the conservatives' mind because I think for so far down the line, it's been drilled in their heads that the Republicans are the Jesus party and those liberals are the devil. You know what I mean? So
yeah,
it's like,
yeah.
I think that's wrong. And I think that's what's wrong with very modern, like 2017 conservatism. Because I see no problem with being conservative. I see no problem with thinking, you know, in whatever situation. And I see no problem not being as progressive as the left because that's not what you're comfortable with. And I'm fine with that. But you need to also live by the guidelines that are set out in the Constitution as a conservative. And if someone wants to be gay and married, then you let them be gay and married. You can talk about them. You can say you don't agree with that. But you still have
you
to let them know. That they're you can talk shit, fine, whatever. But
yeah,
you know, when it comes down to it, you should be okay with somebody doing that because A, it doesn't affect you anyway, you fucks. Who cares? Who gives a fuck? I don't understand why anybody really mad. I don't even understand why we're still talking about gay rights in 2017. That's blows my mind. It doesn't make any sense.
How do you explain explain religious progressives, or religious, they're not so much progressives as in scientific society, it's got to be perfect. Because these kind of progressives have a reputation of persecuting people. They've done it in many countries throughout the 20th century, where some guy has a scientific view of society, and he decides that these people are degenerates, and these people are better because they are genetically better or whatever. And that always comes with persecution. And progressives think more this way, these hard progressives, than progressives like you and me who are trying to progress people's civil rights and their constitutional rights. So I'm trying to draw a line between these social progressives who view society like a, like an organism or something that they get to like decide who's the disease and who isn't, and progressives like you and I who see problems, or I would say I'm more liberal, but with progressive views, who see problems that need to be fixed. Like, for instance, if there's a problem with religion and government, then the answer is secularism. The answer is not persecuting people for their religious beliefs and you know, making them do something that they don't want to do. They want to be a part of that religion, that's fine. But they got the right to leave it also. But you don't get a right to abuse your kids and stuff or whatever else over your religion. And no, raising them religious is not abuse unless you're, like, ridiculously extreme. All right? That's when it's abusive. But you have to be extreme. It can't just be like, oh, we're a Christian. Yeah, you can't just be like, we're Muslim and our kids go to school. And, yeah, she wears a hijab. It's how we do it. It's our culture. It's what our culture is modest in that way. That's not child abuse. Child abuse is you look at your daughter and you're like crazy and you think that she's possessed. So you have a priest come over and drown her in water. And if she lives, then she's not possessed. If she's dead, then she is possessed. Or that's child abuse, okay? Or if your son is gay and you beat the shit out of him and then you whip him with a belt, and you're doing it for Jesus or Allah or even Buddha, whatever reason you have. That's child abuse.
He ain't beating nobody for Buddha. You do not beat anybody for Buddha.
First of all, Buddhists have kicked some serious ass quite a few times.
Go to Myanmar, man. They're killing for Buddha.
Some monks, I've seen some monks do some crazy shit, like stab themselves with spears and still survive. I saw this one monk run across a lake. That was some wild, some crazy shit.
Damn.
All right, so I wanted to bring this up, Pete, I didn't get a chance to go over this with you, so I mean, just ride out with me here. And Ryan, I got to speak to you briefly, but this is kind of petty, and I wanted to bring it up because I felt like it needed to be addressed in a more public forum, and this is my platform, so I want to speak on it. You know what I mean? Last week, on Radio AFS, our network here, there was a show that was terminated. It was not our show, obviously, because we're on it right now. But when this show was terminated, they believe that the reasons were kind of bullshit. I mean, and this is – I am talking bullshit here because this is political bullshit. After terminated, the first thing that the show did was say that our network, which has our show, we have a very diverse amount of shows on the network and wonderful shows at that. Our leading show is a show called The Beating Drum. Shout out to Farmer, MB Evans. The Beating Drum is a show that promotes positive Native American imagery in sports and in culture. When this show was terminated, the first thing they complained about to their amount of followers, which was a decent amount, was that we were racist. How do you guys feel about pulling the race card when it may not be deserved and the damage that
can happen? Political bullshit?
Well,
we were actually
the network, but we were also mentioned some of the reasons why they were terminated. And like I said, I'm kind of airing dirty laundry a little bit, but I feel like it needs to be addressed because I felt like it's a very one-sided conversation. And I don't want what we do to be put in a bad light, especially because it is 100% not that way. Our show was, I believe their show was terminated because the show that they had was a show where it was supposed to promote new and upcoming artists of all different types of music. And what happens was is they ended up really only having one group of music, and it was a genre was like hip hop and things like that. And, on their show, it was supposed to be more of like, you know, we were just going to play the music, we'll talk about the artist, interview the artist, and play the music. But they also ended up dabbling in politics and talking crazy politics stuff and being, you know, mentioning that all these different things. And that one of the reasons why that they were terminated was because they were talking about politics when their show should have been about music, period. And what they, the first thing they did was go on Facebook Live and blast us. Because you know they were wondering why their show couldn't be political when we have We Are the Politics show on the network, and then the next thing they did was say the reason why is because the whole network, every show included, was racist. How do you feel about someone pulling the race card when it's not deserved?
Well, I mean,
okay, I think
let me go first on this one.
I think it's one of the most dangerous things in the world to make false accusations against someone. In this case, racism, what if it's like, oh, did you go molest that child? Did you, you know, come, are you here legally? Blah, blah, blah. Like, there's a lot of, you know, these kind of situations where you're making an accusation makes that person be guilty before proven innocent. And he has to actually describe, like, right now we have to kind of explain that we're not racist, which is not nice, because we weren't racist to begin with, but because someone accused us of being it, now I have to say, hey, I know Political Bullshit is not a racist show. I'm a brown guy. I get invited on every week, so I believe that there is no racism.
You are show. It's not that you get invited on, you are a co-host, Ryan. It's not like, you know, and we've been friends forever. It's not like I'm just having you. It's not like you're the token dude. You're the token brown guy. It's not fucking like that. And it really pisses me off that someone, and the problem is they were calling. They were calling a boycott. They were calling for a boycott of all the shows because we were racist. Anybody on this network is far from racist. And I listen to the other shows on the network, and I'm sure you guys do as well. And there is, it's not like that. And you know, pulling the race card is damaging to somebody. And when you do something like that because you were wrong about the facts, you look uneducated and you look stupid. And the language that you use when you speak makes you seem like you're uneducated and stupid. And by going on Facebook Live and blasting that and saying boycott Radio AFS, it really just proves the fact that you're uneducated and stupid. And I really do wish the best for the show, but I don't in the same breath. And Pete, before you get a chance, we have about 20 minutes here, so I'm sure you can hear a piece, but on the phone line now, we actually have the owner of Radio AFS. Should we bring him on so he can you know, maybe talk about this a little bit himself?
Bring him on.
You're on, man. Farmer, what's up?
What's going on, guys?
What's up, Farmer?
How you doing, man?
Man, I'm doing good. You know, this broke out on last Friday, and I want to be on the record here on Political Bullshit with No Bullshit. The reason why they were terminated from Radio AFS is because in this live feed, they said that they do not need Radio AFS. They can do it all on their own on Facebook Live. And also calling myself, which I am Blackfoot Indian, and I am all about preserving and restoring positive Native imagery in sports and American mainstream. The reason why they were terminated from the network is, one, there was supposed to be nothing but a radio show, nothing but music. I didn't care if it was rap. I didn't care, whatever. But the reason why they were terminated was strictly due to the wording that they used towards my network, saying that they do not need us, and two, something for the people. I will say your name. and I will say this very loud and clear. You're calling a boycott on my particular network. Great, all well and dandy. But on your radio show, on your podcast, or whatever you want to call it, you got 30 views. When you can get up to 10,000 views on one of your videos, that's when you can come talk to farmers.
Sounds
true.
Legit.
The problem is that I feel like people are so – they throw the race card out so easily when they don't realize how damaging something like that could be to someone's personal life or their career.
People don't care about – so if they're mad at you, they don't care. You know, they're mad at the network. They don't care.
This isn't the first time
could
that
be any
called
slander.
Right, but this isn't the first time. Yo, I'm used to it. They're taking playbooks out of the Not Your Mascot people. They're taking the playbook out of Payday Halbrenner. You can call me whatever you want, but you got to know the definition of what a racism or racist is. And if you don't know the true definition of what racism is, please do your research before you start spewing out at the mouth.
I'm with you.
Absolutely.
I'm with you. I'm going to join in the call with somebody else. On the line, we have the producer of most of our shows here on Radio AFS. He also wanted to say something, too. So I guess we could all sit here and bullshit if you want. So I'm going to bring him on right now. Brian, the producer of Radio AFS, how are you?
Hey, I'm good, guys. How you doing? What's up, farmer?
Hey, B. Evans. What's up, baby cake? It is
I'm listening to my favorite Thursday night show, man. I love listening to you
guys go crazy
about politics, right, man. I show everywhere I can. But also, Farmer, you made a very good point, man. You 10,000 views on a video, it's ridiculous. This is climbing. I personally would like to thank something for the people, because when they put out live that we were a racist group and, you know, this and this and this and boycott and all this other stuff, I seen an actual increase in views and page notifications and likes and everything. People started going and checking us out. It was like, hey, are you guys really racist? Let's check it out. We seen an increase. You know, so
good.
I'd like to really say thank you. But, yes, it was very – very unprofessionally handled. You know, when this was issued out to them, the comment was made that they didn't need us. They could do that on their own. And, you know, we specifically stated we do wish them well in future endeavors. They chose to go a different route, cussed up a storm, calling us names and, you know, this and that. Not very professional in my eyes, but you know, it is what it is, to each their own.
Brian, part of their complaints about the whole thing was the fact that you guys were being unprofessional for some reason, because sending a professional email, I guess, is supposed to be unprofessional. But when you go on a Facebook Live, every other word coming out of your mouth is a curse and you look like an idiot. That's unprofessional. And I'm not saying, all right, I mean, cursing's whatever. I do it all the time. But it's just the way that it was done. It, to be honest with you, it looked trashy.
It did.
It looked trashy.
It really did.
And it looked unprofessional. And it looked like you were trying to prove – it looks like you were working against your own point in the video. And I'm sorry to say that, because when they were part of the network, I thought they were very friendly, and I thought everything was fine. But when you call the network a racist and you call me a racist, then I'm going to have to say something about it. I can't not say anything about it. Because I feel like even though we kind of are being a little bit petty, you still need to bring it up, because it's not right. You can't just call someone racist for no reason.
Right. Let's go ahead and put this out there real quick. The biggest, you know, one of the issues that was put out was that this is a music show. There is supposed to be a diversity in music genres. Okay, this was brought to their attention. The only music that was posted was rap and hip-hop. So when it's brought out specifically a diversity in music genres, we want to see multiple types of music. and the only thing talked about was rap and hip hop. Now, when this was brought to their attention, they obviously, they only seen what they wanted to see. They seen lack of diversity, and that they blew up over that. Now, this was unacceptable at that point. You know, they did say, you know, they didn't need us at that point and everything too. But when you're, you know, it's the whole selective hearing thing all over again. That's a big problem that we have in this country.
It's true. I agree with you.
And so for the political bullshit guys, we can definitely email you, send you our nice professional letter that we actually sent to, you guys can read it over. And, you know, it was very professionally written. It was written by Radio AFS lawyers. And I, as the owner of Radio AFS, not a lot of people know that I own the network. I kind of keep that on the down low. But when people start talking about my network, and the people that are associated with my network, such as political bullshit, such as Stay Out of My Creek, such as The Fifth Down, such as the Snowman
Extreme
Radio Show, such as all these other networks, or all these shows, I got to stand up for my radio personalities because in actuality, it's my network, and there is no way in HELL that I would ever hire or have a racist person on my network. Not going to happen.
Well, I appreciate you guys coming on and clear everything up. I do appreciate it. You know, and I'm glad because maybe they can hear this and kind of understand where we're coming from and our perspective in the whole situation. And if you could email me that letter, I will for sure put that on the Facebook so everybody could look at it.
Perfect. Well, guys, hey, it's always nice to talk with the political bullshit team, and I cannot wait to get me a political bullshit shirt so I can rock it out here in Spokane, Washington.
Hey, speaking of shirts, they will be out this week. The week coming up, we're going to have three different styles of shirts. The website is almost ready to be launched. I guess this will be the best time than ever. Make sure you follow our Facebook page because we will be having a contest where Political Bullshit is going to be giving away 5 free T-shirts. Of your choice, whatever size you need, completely free, no shipping and handling, anything like that. So please stay tuned. And if you have any questions about that, please hit us up on Facebook and we'll figure things out. But next week we will have a contest and we will be giving away 5 free T-shirts. So Farmer, thank you. Brian, thank you. Yes.
Oh, most definitely. Thanks for having me on.
All right,
no
guys.
Problem, Brian.
Later.
Have a good
Thanks
day.
Thanks for coming on.
Later, guys.
All right. Well, that's from the boss. I mean, hey, people get fired. They do that. Fuck this company. I'm gonna fucking, you know. I wasn't there. I'm not gonna make assumptions about anything. But you can't call us. You can't call this show anything like that because me and Ryan, are always sticking up for groups that we feel are persecuting or need to be certain kinds of things.
Listen, I do as well. You can throw my name in there. It's not that I don't, but, you know, it's just a little bit different, I guess. I don't know. Maybe I don't come across that way, but I
Nick,
do. I care about everybody. I just, you know, I'm indiscriminate in my ball busting and who I talk shit about. So, I mean, if you talk shit about everybody, I guess it just covers everything, right?
Yeah, I'll buy it. I'll buy that for a dollar. But, I mean, we're a pretty fair, balanced show, is what I'm saying. And Nick, I was just busting your balls. But we, you know, we try to put every voice out there so that all the issues are brought to the table. But I'm telling you, man, if we do have problems and these things aren't going to get fixed the way people want to handle them. you guys want to act like Rams and butt heads and fucking hate each other and, you know, try to start little conflicts and these, you know, people use words like war and shit. I mean, you're not going to get anywhere with that. In fact, if you understood how American politics works since the beginning of time, that's always been used to do the complete opposite of what you're complaining about. So it's, we have all the voices on here that are all the different perceptions that we can get so that we can have the full story or as much of it as we can. And, you know, we try to keep it that way. So I don't know if people want us to only be one way, cater to one kind of thinking, but we can't do that because that would not do anything for anybody. We'd be an agenda pusher at that point. And I don't think that's, I don't respect any kind of political discussion that's simply meant for indoctrination and not for an actual political discussion.
And I think that's what's good about us is that we are so broad in our ideas that it's kind of tough for us to really push an agenda because we're just constantly fighting with each other. And that's fine. That's what the show's about. You know, I like the fact that we can bring different views thought for everybody, food for thought for everyone. And, you know, I do appreciate that. And I think sometimes – I think Pete and I think we really do – agree on a lot of things, but some things we don't, and that's fine. All of us have been friends forever. We bust each other's balls all the fucking time, and I think that's the beauty of it is that, and I think I almost feel like people could learn, especially in the political world, people can learn from us. Meaning, you know, Ryan's he's very left. You're left, but you're also centered. Me, I'm pretty centered, but almost pushed towards the right more. But you know, we all shake hands and come back the next week, no matter what kind of argument or what's said. And I think that what people need to do is take it at that. Take it as your belief is your belief, my belief is my belief. And we could all have different beliefs, but just like back in the day, you know, we can shake hands and it can be done with. Growing up, my friends and I, we could have a fist fight one day, and then the next day we're best friends again. And I think that's the beauty of this, and I think that's what people really – I feel like people should aspire to be that way in politics and just with people in a whole.
I concur.
And if anybody's wondering or curious, right now the letter is posted on political – you could start type in Political BS Podcast and we're on there, and the letter is there. You could also find us on Radio AFS. There's a million different places, you know. But, man, things are crazy.
Where's Ryan?
Ryan's here, but he told me he needed to he said for some reason he needed to rub curry all over his body and run outside naked. I don't know what that means.
I don't believe you.
I think he's trying to turn his girlfriend on.
Oh, all right.
But
we'll see. Cool. I mean, for my girl, it's easy. I just show up. Hello. That's why you gotta take care of yourself, dude. Look, if you got a girl, gotta take care of yourself. It's not fair to your partner to be looking like total shit and smelling like shit. It's not right. So
but
I gotta look good,
that person
and in consequence, all I gotta do is walk in the door. Yeah, baby.
Damn, you're that smooth. You walk in. You're that smooth.
You
can't
have
right
a little D either. If you got a little D, it doesn't matter how smooth you are. She's gonna be like, oh God.
I thought it was all about the motion in the ocean. This got derailed quick.
There ain't enough motion with a little D, my friend. You need to stir up a storm, my brother. You need
to stir up the perfect storm. You need to sink that ship.
Dude, you got to get the job done, and it ain't gonna happen if you don't get the tools, bud. Unless I don't know. unless you like to do other things. Topic, didn't we?
Yeah, we went way off topic real quick, actually. I felt like the energy level went way high and it was brought back down again. I don't understand what happened, but I will say, you know, I want to thank you guys for listening to Political Bullshit. It means a lot to us. And I feel like the listeners that are here every week, you know, it's kind of like our little family. And, like, you know, at every dinner table in your family, everybody kind of argues a little bit. But like I said before, you know, you get mad, and then the next day, you're best friends because your family is your family. And you guys are our family, our online, our radio show, you know, family. And I appreciate that. I appreciate that a lot. I enjoy doing this every week. I wouldn't rather be anywhere else except for right here talking to you guys. And it's fun. I appreciate it.
You know, I wish I had some beer to do this with. Because that always makes this more fun, don't it?
That's true.
I've had a few drunken episodes.
Most of the episodes that I've done, the past couple, I was very drunk. And what happens is I get derailed real quick. But the Radio AFS Network, we are here in conjunction with DRCP Army. We are here with a lot of other things. And as I said before, I mentioned earlier, we will be launching a store that has t-shirts in it. Some of them are based on the podcast. We're going to have more come out. We're always going to be working on them. And we will be giving away 5 free t-shirts. I think what's going to happen is I'm going to post when our store is officially launched, and I'm going to have everybody share the post and like our Facebook page. And the people who like and share that post and like our page will be put into a drawing, and I will pick 5 random people. And I will contact you, and, you know, you guys can get your free shirts. And hopefully you guys will love them. They are handmade by me and everybody else here. And they're kind of like a stencil tee. It's more or less the kind of shirt where someone stencils it on there, kind of like a graffiti-type style. As a young kid, I used to do that a lot around the town and things like that, and I figured, why not try and put some on some t-shirts with some funny stuff, and we'll figure out what happens. But I do appreciate it, and I appreciate everybody's time.
Yeah.
Ryan, I have no idea where he's at. I have no idea.
Well, he's in Malaysia, right?
Well, besides me in Malaysia, I just wanted to see if you have any final thoughts. You have about a minute worth of final thoughts, Pete, and don't say no. Don't bring this energy down.
I do. I'm feeling all right, and I don't got shit to say, so I'm going to just, I don't know,
wow.
Dude.
Again.
There's a lot of pressure with this final thoughts thing. I don't like it. How about this?
How about this? Love everybody. Don't pull
the
racism card.
Unless it's
even
necessary.
Love the haters, because you need to love the haters, but.
No,
but,
fuck
know,
that.
Don't be so quick to pull a racism card. Try and think of somebody else's perspective. Once you think of somebody else's perspective, it kind of changes yours a little bit and makes you, I think it makes you, you know, it allows you to grow a little bit, you get a more growth. And,
unless
you know,
they're actually racist, then you can pull the racist card.
Unless you're actually
like
racist,
Spencer,
then you're.
Right? Richard Spencer, we could pull the. We could pull
he's
the race card with him, right? He's a racist. Okay. All right.
He is a racist. He's a straight racist. We're not pulling the race card. That's a proven fact. He's a racist and a criminal. A racist and a criminal.
And a douchebag. And he wears vests. I wear vests. He's fucking up vests.
I don't know.
He needs to,
all I got to say is, that's an awfully hot coffee pot.
Thank you for listening to Political Bullshit. Be sure to visit the website, www.politicalbspodcast.com, and subscribe to the email list to stay up to date on Political Bullshit.